This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
This weekend, the UK will host the second WBSC Blind Baseball International Cup. Teams from across the world will be in London for the event, including hosts Great Britain. Joining me now, ahead of the competition, are Richard Evans, Marketing and Communications Lead for British Baseball, and Richard Baker, Media and Communications Director for the World Baseball Softball Confederation. Thanks for joining us both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Yeah,
it's a pleasure.
And Richard Baker, this is the second WBSC Blind Baseball International Cup. The first was won by Italy in 2022. Tell us a bit about the competition and how it was set up.
Yeah, this was, as you mentioned, the first edition we had in 2022 in the Netherlands. Blind baseball has been traditionally a sport that was created in Italy back in the beginning of the 1990s. And that's been the traditional area for blind baseball. And from there, it's grown throughout Europe and now across the world. So such was the demand that the first international cup was created in 2022, and something which we're looking to do every 2 years. So it's great that we are able to have the second edition in London coming up very, very shortly.
And we mentioned Italy, unbeaten and defending world champions. What makes them such a good team? I mean, maybe Italy isn't the first nation that springs to mind when you think about baseball.
Yeah, well, they just have such a tradition. They have a national league, 11 teams participate in that national league. So we're working very, very closely with the Italian Association Baseball for the Blind to promote baseball for the blind around the world. So they are the strongest country in that regard since they have a national league. And with teams coming from different parts of the world, they're playing in this, well, it gives a chance for them to play against other international teams. So traditionally, they're playing at the national level. But since the sport is grown around the world, that they have this opportunity now to play against other national teams.
And teams from all over the world are coming to Farnham Park in Buckinghamshire to play this weekend. How popular is the sport worldwide? Is it easy to pick up?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it is growing. We've had we had six teams in the first edition, and this time we have eight, with four teams returning: Italy, Great Britain, USA, and the Netherlands. And in addition, now we've got Hungary, Pakistan, Cuba, and China. And it's showing not only in those countries as well, but in different areas as well. Madagascar, for example, there are programs which the Italian Association Baseball for the Blind is doing around the world to help grow it. And yes, by the feedback from them, that the numbers are increasing. It has grown in different parts of the world, and we can expect further growth for the International Cup in the future.
Richard Evans, much of the attention will be on the home team.
Yeah.
Give us an idea of what blind baseball is like in the UK. It seems to be growing in popularity.
Yes, it is. It's relatively new. And the stronghold for the game at the moment is in the north of England and in South Wales. And we've currently got six teams that are operating blind baseball teams. And it's just growing. And I know the team here, the GB coaches, have been holding blind baseball taster sessions across the country, and they had one in Bristol last year, which I went along to, and it was just fascinating from a baseball point of view, but also it was brilliant to see these guys and girls just taking up the game, giving it a go. And it's fantastic, and it's just great that they're able to play on an international stage and do well at it. GB does have a good record. You know, we've got medals at the last two major tournaments that we've been to. And it just shows that with the right support across the country, the good coaching set up, clubs being involved and taking on the sport as part of their own club, their sort of BBS baseball club, and having a blind baseball team attached to it in the same way that we have women's teams and youth sections, that has to be the way to go. And I think you'll see more and more clubs now in other parts of the country beginning to work towards having a specific blind baseball team as part of its membership.
And what are the hopes this time around for Great Britain? Beaten by Italy 2 years ago in the final, how have preparations been going ahead of the weekend?
Well, obviously Italy are the team to beat, but we're confident that we can come away with, you know, we're aiming for gold. That's the sole intention of taking part, is to win the whole thing. We know there are some really good teams taking part as well, just apart from the Italians. But we're confident. We've been training hard. I've just been sent a video of our team in Manchester running the bases and training hard to get all that side of the game right. And I know we've got some good hitters as well. So I think we're feeling pretty confident.
And what's it like attending a blind baseball game as a spectator?
Well, it's if you're going along to see what you would consider a game of baseball, as you see, you know, MLB, or if you go along to a club over here on a Sunday, you will recognise it, but there are so many differences. And it's those differences which makes it a fascinating spectacle for people who are coming along to watch. And it's just fantastic to watch, you know, the effort that the athletes put in and the skill they've got. But it is slightly different. And I think people will be amazed when they come along and see actually how the game is played out and how it takes part. The games aren't very long, not as long as a normal sort of 7 or 9 inning game that we would have on a Sunday. But it's intense, it's athletic, and there is a desire to win on the international stage. And that would apply to all the teams. Players really wanting to do the best they possibly can for their country and for the sport.
And following the tournament, what are you hoping that the legacy will be for blind baseball in the UK?
What we want to see is more teams across the country as a whole. So at the moment, as I say, it was mainly based in the Northwest with a club in Wales as well. But what we want to see is more clubs popping up across the whole country in the Northeast or the South, London, Southwest, and moving towards a form of competition so that there is a league or a series of regional leagues that people can take part in. And having that competition just puts you in good stead for when the international tournaments arise, because you're used to playing in a competitive game. So when you move up to the international level, that level of competition is already there in you. And it's something we want to try and develop and take. I really just encourage anybody who's visually impaired to come along and give it a go. It's a great game, and it's good for you from a physical and a mental point of view to take part in this type of sport or any type of sport.
Richard Baker, where can we find out more about the WBSC Blind Baseball International Cup, including where to get tickets for this weekend?
Yeah, you have all the information on the WBSC website, which is wbsc.org. There's an official event site there with a link, including a link to tickets as well. So all the information, including the list of games and results, etc., can be found on the WBSC website.
And Richard Evans, where can we find out more about blind baseball in the UK and also even how to join a local team?
If you go to our website, britishbaseball.org.uk, at the top on the menu, there is a section for blind baseball, and it has the contacts for all the clubs that operate blind baseball clubs, but also links, email links to British Baseball for blind and the GB blind baseball managers. So either just get in contact with the clubs, or you can email us direct on that page.
Richard Evans from British Baseball and Richard Baker from the WBSC. We wish you the best of luck for the WBSC Blind Baseball International Cup. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed for having us.
Thank you very much.